Fire is one of mankind's earliest tools. Not just for warmth, light, and cooking, however. This weekend in downtown Charlotte at the famed Windwalker Underground Gallery, it's being used for a more creative endeavor. Despite the fact that they've known each other for some time now, Callie Dempsey reintroduces herself to Nat Spins.
Fire safeties have to introduce themselves to the performer each time. That way, if there was an emergency, the fire safety can let the performer know right away. So whether you know each other or not, we were instructed that we should be introducing ourselves, making sure before we light.
The contraption Nat Spins is showing off is essentially a specially made hula hoop with five metal clasps, each with a campfire-fueled wick at the end of it. It's something the pair will be using during the Windwalker's new monthly event called Fire Flow Jam, an extension of the similar form of kinetic expression involving hula hoops, ribbons, and similar props called Flow Jam. Naturally, the regular Flow Jam items, however, are not on fire.
Actually, the key word in Fire Flow Jam is actually flow, which is a state of mind.
That's Nat Spins.
And movement. You know, musicians find flow when they're sitting there with their guitar, or when rap artists, when they're flowing. My type of flow is with a hula hoop, and I just kind of dance and do tricks that look very beautiful, especially to music or like to drum music.
But as Windwalker's Callie Dempsey explains, getting the city of Charlotte to agree to a fire event held downtown and open to the public took several steps.
So what we had to do, Nat brought me this idea, thought she was crazy, you know, like, oh, you want to do what in the back parking lot? And I do all our contracts here at Windwalker and our event rentals. And so I thought we would be a good team to figure this out. And we approached the city manager and the community developer, Greg Guccio and Brian Merkel, and we assured them that we would pay to bring in a fire safety expert from the Detroit Fire Collective to help guide us through the fire safety in order for Nat and I to be able to host these for Windwalker for future events. And Nat also had to contact the fire department and ask for a burn permit.
Saturday's Fire Flow Jam behind Charlotte's Windwalker Gallery starts just as dusk begins to settle on mid-Michigan, around 8:30, and as an open-air event, Fire Flow Jam is free, but
we do recommend a donation on that. We are a local 501c3 nonprofit, and the donation helps us cover the cost of the supplies for the event. So that $5 donation covers your fuel oil for your props, it covers your personal fire safety and the tools that they need, and we have water here for the performers.
And with the demonstration over, it's time for Nat to quench these fires until Saturday night's event, but still, safety first.
I'm folding a damp towel 3 times over each wick to make sure that the fire is out completely, just to kill the fire, kill any kind of oxygen that might be coming through. And just like that, the 5 wicks are out.
Visit WKAR.org for more information and links to Saturday night's Fire Flow Jam, located behind the Windwalker Underground Gallery in downtown Charlotte. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.